This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 19th. God's word for you today is The Reason. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, and it says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." God's purpose of making your name great is to make you a blessing to many. It is to make your name great so that you can become proud. God will make your name great because he wants you to be a blessing. God will make your name great so that you will make other people great. When your name becomes great, more people will begin to bless you. And God says, "And I will bless them that bless thee." In other words, I will take responsibility for blessing them that bless you as a way of thanking them. He says, "And curse him that curseth thee." You know what that means? God is saying that not only will many people bless you, but there will also be a handful that will want to curse you. God is saying he will take personal responsibility for cursing them. God will make your name great. Note that God did not say, "I will make your title great." God said, "I will make your name great." Abraham did not become Dr. Abraham, double Dr. Abraham, or triple Dr. Abraham before he became great. God made his name great. Although in Abraham's case, God had to change his name, but God made his name great. Many people have asked me, "Pastor, why the title apostle?" It is neither here nor there. The title apostle allows people to understand the calling and the operations that God has called you in and to receive that gift, not more than that. To make the name great is in the blessing, not in the title. Let me say that again. God making your name great is in the blessing, not the title. And you need to understand that. Years ago, I was hosting a prayer meeting, an assembly of Christians, solid people. It was my job to bring in up the men of God that are ministering. So I called someone up. I cannot really remember, but it was something like Reverend Dr. Bishop, so and so. And he did not get up. And because I did not know him personally, I called the name again, Reverend Dr. Bishop, so and so. And he still did not get up. So people were like, "Sir, you are the one he is referring to." But the man refused to get up. Instead, he sent them to tell me to correct how I introduced him. He is a double doctor, so it is Reverend Dr. Dr. Bishop, so and so. So I called him Reverend Dr. Dr. Bishop, so and so, and he came up. Honestly, I was really sad because that is not what this is about. It is not about titles. It is about the kingdom. The reason God will make your name great is so that you can be a blessing to people, not so that you can wallow in it and be prideful with it. God says, "I will make your name great." Remember, God making your name great is in the blessing, not the title. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for making my name great and making me a blessing to nations and generations. Help me remain small in my own eyes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.